The Philco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Eileen Wood, and our rhythm group, Four Chicks and Chuck. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wire. Next Sunday, Philco will again bring to you the Radio Hall of Fame, a solid hour of top entertainment with the greatest stars from stage, screen, and radio. But today, well, we've had so many requests from so many thousands of listeners to repeat certain numbers and certain guests whom we've had on during the summer that we decided right now it's time to do it. Paul has gone through the requests, and we're going to accommodate as many of you as we can with an all-star, all-request show. So we open with a number which has been asked for repeatedly throughout the past 3 months, Paul Whiteman's superb treatment of Valencia.
Thank you.
ago, a hurricane came ripping up the eastern coast, knocking down trees and houses in its path. But here's the man the hurricane couldn't budge an inch, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, and Glenn, for your own private information, I was voted by the New York Weather Bureau Mr. Windbreak in 1944.
And a fitting way to wind up your colorful summer, Paul. Now, how's about this return engagement day?
Well, you know, Bob, Eileen, and the band and I are just going to repeat some of the things the Philco children seem to go for. As a case in point, they went for Eileen Woods. And I do too, Eileen Woods.
Thank you, Paul.
I go for you, too, Eileen.
Thank you, Glenn.
But you always go the other way.
Oh, I didn't mean to, Glenn. To show you my heart's in the right place, I'll dedicate my first song to you.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Take a grip on yourself, Glenn. Here's the song Eileen sang a couple of months ago, and the mail that came in said, sing it again. Time waits for no one.
Many of you will remember that the phonograph faded in popularity when radio came upon the scene. And then when people began to play records again, very little had been done to improve the phonograph since the early 20s. It was Philco who took the lead in modernizing the radio phonograph. The scratchy steel needle was replaced by a new reproducer with a permanent rounded jewel. It did away with the fuss and bother of changing needles. It increased record life by 10 to 1. It gave you new purity of tone, unmarred by needle scratch. After victory, you can look to Philco to continue this leadership in radio phonograph research. New developments in the enjoyment of recorded music will come from the Philco Laboratories, bringing you new fidelity of tone, new convenience, and new beauty of design. Above all, they will bring you outstanding value, true to the tradition that has made Philco famous for quality the world over.
One of the first teams to open up the Whiteman Vestibule of Fame was the Memphis Five, who happened to be one of the first teams to get together on that jazz music way back when. Their version of I Wish That I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate is still classic. So they'll start off with that right now and modulate not very lightly and not too politely into That's a Plenty. The Memphis Five. Thank you. Johnson, I have an item here on the list that requires your undivided attention.
You have it, sir.
The note says that a lot of nice people get a nice feeling when you throw back your red head and sing I Dream of You.
You mean you think it would be a pretty good idea if I sang it?
I think so.
Well, I think so, too. Lead the band, Mr. Paul. My head is back.
And Chuck have only been with us about a month, but the very first tune they sang set them solid with our Philco Chillin'.
Riggs is talking about straighten up and fly right. So, kids, consider yourself launched.
A badger took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The badger tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you fly your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
The buzzer told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free.
The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye.
I said, your story's so touching, it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Cool down, Papa. Papa, don't you blow your top. Now the monkey,
as he runs through the air,
said to the buzzer, don't you be a square.
You never throw me off of your back.
So just relax and won't you listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Papa, don't you blow your top.
Ain't no use in driving. What's the use of driving? Straighten up and fly right.
Papa, don't you blow your top. I told the monkey you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free.
The monkey looked the buzzard in the eye
and said, your story's so touching, it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
At this moment, our Philco reporter, George Hayes, is standing by in the newsroom to bring you the latest news hot off the wires. So here we go to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
The furious fighting on the Western Front has reached its dynamic climax tonight. The most dramatic battle since the invasion is being waged on the Upper Rhine River. There, the British Second Army is slowly, and we must hope, surely, fighting through to the rescue of the lost division of Allied sky troopers surrounded by the Germans. But the outcome of this thundering battle is still uncertain, and the outcome can mean the difference between an early victory and a winter-long campaign. The British Army stands in force on the south bank of the river. Its patrols have made two crossings to make contact with the paratroopers, known as the Red Devils because of their red berets. But all dispatches emphasize that no crossings have been made in force. And a report from the front points out that the Germans hold the best positions on the north bank and that any major crossing will be a costly one. If the Tommies can do it, the Allies will be poised to strike directly into the rich Ruhr and then to Berlin. The Second Army itself is in great danger of being cut off. With so much at stake, General Dempsey's men have pushed forward into the deepest, narrowest salient in military history. The Germans are doing their utmost to cut the Second Army's lines, but American troops and rocket-firing Typhoon fighter bombers are keeping the lifeline open against savage flank attacks. While the battle on the Rhine overshadows all others, there is bitter fighting elsewhere on the Western Front. On the Moselle River front, the Americans have advanced 9 miles. In Italy, General Clark's Americans, having smashed the Gothic line, now hold Futa Pass in the Apennines and are on the brink of the Lombardy Plain. And in the east, another tremendous Russian offensive is beginning to take its familiar shape. The Red Army is reported to be in Hungary and Czechoslovakia in a gigantic pincher's drive on Budapest, Hungary's capital. In the Balkans, occupied Bulgaria has conceded Thrace and Macedonia to Greece. This, according to the Swiss radio, as heard by the Blue Network. In the Pacific, the fiercest fighting continues on Peleliu, but the end is in sight, where the Marines are inching forward, and Admiral Nimitz reports that 7,000 of the 10,000 Japs on the island have been killed, all dead. No prisoners are mentioned, and the Japanese radio is bleating again that we've made new air raids on the Philippines, on the cities of Legazpi and Cebu. And here at home, Chairman Donald Nelson of the War Production Board is back from China. He brought Chiang Kai-shek's approval of plans to put more of China's industrial strength into the war against the Japs. And Major General Alexander Vandergrift, commander of the Marines, hints in a speech at Jersey City that the preliminaries are over in the Pacific and that major invasions are about to begin. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes.
On August 6th, we invited the celebrated South American pianist, Miss Inez Carrillo, to join us in a presentation of our theme, the Warsaw Concerto. Well, there's no doubt that return engagement day wouldn't be complete without a return of Miss Carrillo and the concerto. Our guest artist is seating herself at the piano, and we encore in full the Philco theme, the Warsaw Concerto.
brings us to the halfway mark of the Philco Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, and Four Chicks and Chuck, bringing you the tunes you like best on the summer series. Now, if we seem to be talking a lot about the four chicks that go with Chuck, the reason is that when they sing, it not only hears good, it looks good. And you'll have to take my word for the looks. As for the hearing, they're prepared to prove it. Ring up five fares, conductor. Four Chicks and Chuck are taking us for a trolley ride.
Couldn't speak because she scared me half to death.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Pop, pop, pop went the wheeze. Pop went my heartstrings. And it started to grow, then I started to know how it feels when the universe wheels.
Clang, clang went the trolley.
Are you planning to buy a new refrigerator after victory? Then when the time comes, you'll undoubtedly want to visit your Philco dealer. One reason is that the new Philco refrigerator of tomorrow will offer you a big, separate compartment for frozen food storage, a feature proved by years of use in the homes of thousands of Philco owners and improved by years of research in the Philco refrigeration laboratories. For even before the war, Philco Advanced Design pioneered with frozen storage, introducing the first complete line of refrigerators containing a full-size, separate frozen food compartment in addition to the regular ice cube chamber. If you'd like to learn how much time and money you can save because of this frozen storage feature, just ask one of your friends who owns a Philco refrigerator. See for yourself the big compartment where all kinds of foods can be kept fresh for weeks at below freezing temperatures. Yes, frozen storage is a must for the kitchen of tomorrow. And you can depend upon Philco Advanced Design to bring it to you in its most useful, most efficient form. The Whiteman Vestibule of Fame, welcoming back today one of Paul's most illustrious alumni.
Yes, indeedy, Glenn. Not a finer artist ever came out of the band than that wizard of the woodpile or vibraphone, Red Norville. Red came in to see us not long ago, and when we asked him back today, we were just obeying the order from the kids. Red, are you prepared to send us right off this planet?
Well, Paul, I got my tools here.
Well, leave us not tarry. Chop away. Chillin', here's Red Norville and the man I love, as only Red can chop it up. Oh, chop it.
Thank you.
Arlene, honey?
Yes, Paul?
The kids seem to think they'd like a little more of amour.
More of amour?
Si, senorita.
Si, senor. Amour, amour.
Amour, amour.
Words so sweet that I repeat, me, I adore you. Amour, amour, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft, caressing word I know. Amour, amour, amour. When you're away, there is no day. Says only amour, amour, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only. Lift your passion's fire, painting my heart aflame. This wild, sweet desire burning with bitter pain. This strange mystery, no matter where you may be, for all of eternity, I know I love you. Amour, amour. There is no day, and nights are lonely. Amour, amour, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only.
One of the regular features of our summer hour has been what we call the now-and-then spot. What happens usually is that Paul gets up and says...
Many years ago, Whiteman and his rented Tuxedo 9 used to play at a place called the Palais Royal on Broadway. We had a large repertoire of the latest jazz tunes, at least seven. And an arrangement we liked the best was a song called Whispering. Each night we pulled ourselves together, put the derby on the trumpet, polished up the old slide whistle, and really gave out. And this is how it came out. Kick off, Mike.
Yes, sir, that was very hot stuff then, and we thought it was terrific. And do you want to know why? Well, because we thought it sounded a little more like this.
Philco is happy to announce that next Sunday at this same time and over this station, the Radio Hall of Fame returns to the air. Again, Philco honors the show world, bringing you every Sunday at this hour a radio review of the choice hits from all fields of entertainment, as judged and selected by Variety, the magazine of the show world. Our opening program next Sunday brings you the radio premiere of Darrell F. Zanuck's sensational motion picture production, Wilson, with its leading stars, Alexander Knox and Geraldine Fitzgerald in person. It brings you that beloved buffoon, Ed Wynn, in a series of sketches that have made him famous as America's perfect fool. It brings you that celebrated song trio of rhythm and swing, the Andrews Sisters. Our guest master of ceremonies will be that ace sports commentator, Ted Husing. And our own Paul Whiteman, Dean of Modern American Music, will conduct the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra. There's a treat in store for you next Sunday and every Sunday at this hour. Be sure to listen.
Songs that are written, occasionally there comes one that is truly inspiring. One such song is I Had a Little Talk with the Lord. We presented it a few weeks ago with our own Bob Johnson singing the solo. You Philco folks seem to agree, so we're going to repeat it today. I Had a Little Talk with the Lord.
And the thunder crashed down. and knew the Lord had blessed me, for the rain came tumbling
for today. This is Paul Whiteman, and I'll be looking for you next week on the Radio Hall of Fame. See you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, Philco Corporation brings you the Radio Hall of Fame. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war, makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world of peace. This is the Blue Network.